Welcome to Almost D&D, a tabletop role-playing podcast where three of my best friends hang out in my basement and attempt to play Dungeons & Dragons. Most of the time, I am your host and Dungeon Master, Devin Allard. Rotating clockwise around this large and egregiously sized table, we have...
I'm Rob, Azor Rob.
I'm Chris as Krugel.
I'm Jeff as Rathos.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Hey, it's Devin, and I'd like to take a moment to talk about Chaotic Studios, a sponsor for 3D printed figures here at Almost D&D. Chaotic Studios provides us with D&D-themed miniatures used on the show, and they are incredible. The detail and finish are bar none. Monsters, elves, goblins, and more can be found by going to chaoticstudios.ca. While you're there, enter the promo code ALMOSTDND to get 15% off your next purchase. That's chaoticstudios.ca for all your tabletop miniature needs.
Are your dice rolls getting you down? Are you breaking loot strings during an epic solo? Maybe it's time to try something different and get some dice from Canadian Dice. Go to canadiandice.ca and activate the promo code ALMOSTDND and get 15% off your next purchase.
So, when we last left off, our three brave and wise heroes had made quite the splash upon returning to Demissa. Zorob murdered five guards with hats.
Yeah, I did. I forgot about it. It was ridiculous.
Then they found Latish and Rathos talked to her. Then they found Nordov Genwilin and her dad. Currently, Rathos, disguised as a crotchety old man, stands in front of the chairman of the Grand Library and her father. What do you guys do?
I have a couple questions before we really get into it.
Yeah.
How recognized, like if I'm looking at my companions, Zorob and Krugel, how recognized, because I'm realizing that there's not probably not a whole lot of half-orcs out there.
I'm so, wearing a human mask.
You're wearing a human yeah. mask.
Like made of human skin?
Like the one like I got, Hannah, like, yeah, the one like I got from the store. I don't know. It's the one I got from the store.
It's like the it's like Phantom of the
Orcra. Oh, yeah.
Phantom
yeah.
of the Orcra.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Classic. It was like the drama mask.
And then Zorob is covered in bark.
Yes, oh, I bark skinned right. him. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long does that last?
Yeah, right. One hour.
I'm gross for an hour. All right. Proceed.
All right. And then we have some dragons with us, correct?
Yes.
Just to bring us back to yes. the here.
And so currently, so to open on the exact scene that you guys find yourselves in, Nordov has just opened her office door. Behind her, about 20 feet on a large and egregiously sized table, much about the size of this one, stands her father. And you're in front of her in the doorway or just a little bit behind it. But then off to your left and in another room in Hased Bassa's empty office are... Krugel, Zorob, and Sektar.
Okay.
And I believe Alanok and Sawal are running interference / lookouts.
Okay.
And then, so that leaves
Rushhorn
and Rintog
are with me. Okay.
As well as Plaz.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to go into, and Nordov is right there.
Yeah, she's right in front of you. And she just said, her father had said, oh, Jenny, are these friends of yours? And she said, no, Dad, they're not.
Right. No, sir. My name is Rick Dunn, and I'm an old companion of an Hased Bassa who we're told works here. And we were just hoping to, we're old colleagues. We like to, study. We have some similar interests, you should say. And we were just hoping to meet him, and we can't seem to find him.
So Nordov is going to turn to you and said, Dr. Bassa has not been seen for some time. We don't know his whereabouts here at the Grand Library. He was recalled back to Talence's Gate on official business.
Oh, Talence's Gate. I'm not quite sure if we have the time. You see, well, let me show you, and I'm gonna call over. Zikton, come here.
Here, present.
And Zorob comes walking up.
Roll a persuasion check. Because you never didn't discuss this.
I know.
At
I
all.
Know.
Ooh. Wait, me?
I would say Rathos needs to roll a persuasion to persuade you to answer to Zikton or something.
Yeah. To be fair, I thought this through and I did not think of what my fake name would be or Zorob or Krugel's fake name. So I'm just.
You've got a whole character backstory. Yeah. What's your name?
It's a 12.
I don't think you're going to... He's not going to answer to a 12.
Okay. Hold on. His condition, it makes gives him hard healing. Hold on one second.
So as you walk away, the camera stands on Nordov, and she looks back at her dad like, what the fuck?
So I'm in the other office now, and I'm like, hey. I look at Zora. You're Zictan. Okay. All right? There's something seriously fucking wrong with you.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're playing. That's what we're playing it off.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah.
All right.
I got it.
I don't know.
I got it.
What's a fake name? Yeah, but I need to know it.
Christine.
All right. Zictan, Christine, and okay. Rick.
Plaz Hobson. Right. What can I be? Oh, my God. Just let me know. Plaz, I could be anything. Sorry.
All right. Come on. Yeah. So I'm like dragging him. And his skin is fucking covered in bark.
Yeah.
And so
Zictan bark face. That's what they call me.
I'm going to walk up. You see, we...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
She recoils and her dad's like, whoa.
Yes.
He's like, look at that one, Jenny. That one's got bark for a face.
Yes.
That's not right.
Obviously, we study, you know, much like I said, Basso, we study all sorts of living creatures.
Boy, you should study that one.
Well,
that one right there.
We were hoping that I said Basso would be able to...
Well, he's not.
Would you maybe help us... This is a library, right? So there's got to be something here. And we're told you're the curator or the...
I'm the chairman.
The chairman. Oh, well, even better. So you must have a pretty good working knowledge of this place. Would you maybe help us out? Is there like a section or somewhere where you could show us that perhaps we can save our friend?
Please help me.
She goes, Latish, and just kind of like yells over you.
Oh, no. Yeah, we talked to her.
Yeah, she'll be able to help you. Thank you very much. And she's going to close the door.
All right, I want to put my foot in the door.
Okay, as she closes it and she like looks at you, like her eyebrows raise. Like you're pushing it.
We've come a very long way.
That's nice. Latish will be able to help
you. I'm sure she will, but the matter is a little sensitive as I haven't really explained what we truly study. We study dragons and their history. And in doing some of that study, we have obviously encountered something that has upset my good friend here.
Yep.
And we would rather not, through the nature of our study, involve too many people.
You don't need to tell Latish what you're studying. Just she'll point you in the right direction.
Well, how will she point us in the right direction?
You want to study dragons, right? She will find you. She will look. Shh. It is a library. I understand.
Thank you.
If you want to study dragons, I'm not about to shout that to this entire library. But if you want to study draconic literature, Latish will point you in the right direction. Now, if you'll excuse us, we have very pressing matters to return to. Thank you. She's going to close the door again.
Fuck.
Wow. Latish comes up. She's like, She's still totally... Not spellbound, but like just totally unsure. She's like, what she said to help you? What's
up? Latish. Yeah. And I'm like trying to be loud enough to where Nordov can hear.
Why are you?
We were hoping that you're right. It's a library. Let me settle down. What the fuck are we gonna do? Do you want to?
Christine, do stuff.
Yoo-hoo. I'm from Yatar.
All right, are we just bursting in? We gotta try and get
it's
in this
working.
Office.
Do we even know if she's evil anymore?
I have no clue, but we gotta get in there and talk to her.
Well, how are we supposed to do that
well,
now?
Well, I just tried.
Think of something. You want me to do barge down the door and demand an audience? Like,
that's a good idea. Yeah. And I'm going to turn to Rushorn. Can you make a distraction somehow? You're big and loud. And I mean, don't burn the building down, but I don't know. Maybe burn a little bit of it down.
Oh, pull her out of the office with this.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, like, should we go down to where you guys were last time? Didn't you guys say this place had, like, a bottom floor or something like that?
A catacombs?
Yeah, there
you
go. Let's go down there and maybe cause a commotion.
Why don't we just do it? Oh.
Latish.
Yeah.
Can you give us 5 minutes? We're going to go down to the catacombs. Can you let Nordov know that you don't think we are who we say we are? Which we obviously aren't, so you're not even telling a lie. You're fine.
Yeah.
And that it may behoove her to check it out and make sure we're not stealing shit or doing something we shouldn't be doing or looking into stuff that we shouldn't be looking into.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I believe in you. You could do this. It's for the entire realm of Terra.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yep. All right. Ready, guys?
Yoo-hoo, yes.
No, you're...
Oh, are we not being
fake? What the fuck is your name?
Are we not being fake anymore?
No, I mean, we will in a little bit. Sure, you can be fake whenever you want. Whatever. Okay. Let's go to the catacombs.
To the catacombs.
All right, okay. I'm gonna walk by Latish.
So as you are walking to the catacombs, you see a female human of about late 20s. She's perusing some books in front of you, and she stops, and she kind of stares and, like, looks at you, and she approaches you. The group of you, there's three dragons and
three of us,
three six. Of you, six, six of you
math.
Guys.
Math.
War of the creative.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is my past with Austria still active? It's an hour long.
Yeah, okay. I would say right. It's getting close. Probably about 10 minutes left, okay. But yeah. So she's slim build, about 5'8". But she stares at you, and her eyes seem to like. Look through you a bit. They don't necessarily focus on you. And she goes, "What brings you here?"
My face. Look at me. I need help. My name is Zinktrobe.
My name is... She kind of stumbles on her words. She goes, my name is Alpha. It's Sam. My name is Sam.
Okay, that was like a weird switch. But
something's weird.
Yup. That's okay, because I just switched my name, too, because I can't remember what, you know.
We're winging it.
Yeah.
So if we're stopped, Rathos is just looking at Latish because he gave her a five-minute timer.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going
to do something. So you can see you're probably like 100 feet from her, like down the library, because Nordov's office is above on like a mezzanine area. And, you know, it looks out over the library. And she's looking at you like, Sam... turns back to you and she goes, "What brings you to this? Why are you here?" And she's kind of like, it's weird. She's like sizing you up and looking through you. It's very strange.
I would like to cast Detect Good and Evil.
Okay.
So
nice.
Ooh.
So yeah. Smart.
Yeah. You'd think so, but also I don't know what Detect Good and Evil does.
Oh.
I'm sorry, it's divine sense. Yeah, as an action, you can detect good and evil. Until the end of your next turn, you can sense anything affected by the hallow spell or know the location of any celestial fiend or undead within 60 feet that is not behind total cover. That's the
celestial. Yeah, that's raw. Yeah. Celestial, fiend, or undead.
Yeah. Or the hallow spell. Remember that, you know. Hallowed be thy name.
This is an undead. It doesn't look like it.
Oh, shit.
But this is an undead.
Dang.
It's, okay. And it's evil. And it's weird. You're getting a very weird vibe from this creature in front of you.
Okay. You know what? We will tell you exactly why we're here, but we're going to do it downstairs. Would you follow us?
Yes.
Great.
She says.
Awesome.
It's weird. Make perception checks.
9, 25, 16.
Krugel and Zorob, it seems like there's two voices coming out of her. So you have to listen very carefully, but it's very strange.
Okay.
I'm going to give my friends just like the eyebrows, like trying to convey to them, like, this is not right, right? And I'm like pushing her a little bit in front of us, like leading her towards the stairs where we can go down to the catacombs.
Okay, so now there's seven of you, but you all...
Oh, I'm walking behind this creature. They're going to lead the way, but I'm going to stay behind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right. Let me get...
And I'm looking at Wraithos like, if you want me to kill him, give me a signal.
And I'm secretly... freaking out. I don't know. You probably can't tell due to my barky complexion. So like, it might hide it a little bit, but typical, like I'm still Zorob and I'm like, I heard the double voice thing and not a good feeling.
No. And now I understand the two names.
Does she give us any trouble? He or she give us any trouble? It's a she, right?
Yeah.
Do they give us any trouble going down to the catacombs?
No.
Or can we just get there and we're fine?
You can get there and you're fine.
All right, so before we walk down those stairs, I kind of want to give a thumbs up to Latish as we head in there.
Okay, and I picture the camera as you go down the spiral staircase, you know, it like pans up from the very last step that it's visible. You see her, she raises her hand, and she like knocks on the door.
Okay.
And then you descend into the staircase.
All right.
So you get to the bottom. Again, very damp, very dank down in this basement. Super dank.
Smells like my home in the forest.
Oh my god.
High moisture content. Stump. Just like a moldy, mildewy basement down here. It's very dark. The candles, there's no heat from the candles. They're just like magic candles that are illuminating the small spots that there are candles along the walls. But Sam, again, so she turns to you and she goes, What are you doing here? What do you seek? Why are you here?
I got it, guys. It's my barky complexion that I've been talking about. Did you notice this? And I just put my hands, like, I kind of swirl them all around my head.
She's going to stare, like, into you, and she kind of makes this inhaling noise, like, and then you see her, she reaches back, and she draws her sword, and she goes, your souls will be mine.
All right, well.
And let's roll for initiative.
I want to, as soon as I see her draw the sword, I'm behind her. I want to.
Stab?
Yeah.
All right, let's roll for initiative and see if you get a.
No.
Get a.
No. Did not get any 20. That's really
right. Creepy and no answers. Just what we want.
Yep, exactly what
she's my type.
Yeah, that's what we were going for.
Oh, that's Krugel's time.
Dead and evil? Yeah. You got me sold. Right. Yeah.
Damn.
He's stabbing in the back. So were you single?
Yeah. All right. Shit. Zorob, what'd you get?
A 12.
Krugel.
7. Wow. Yeah, with the plus 5.
17.
Oh, the dragons rolled on that 20.
Oh, I forgot we had dragons.
Oh, the dragons. Yeah, I'm like,
fucking
dragons.
Oh,
by the way, those are our dragons.
By the way, your armor class can't be less than 16 with barkskin.
So I was just going to ask about barkskin. I know it makes me look bad, but yeah, what else?
It can't be less than 16 regardless of what you're wearing.
Okay.
If he class plant growth, does his bark get thicker?
Ooh.
Oh, he's going to get some thicker wood.
Listen.
Nice.
This podcast brought to you by Park Bruno.
The dragons are going to go first. They don't know what you want them to do. They're kind of like, ah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're going to hold their action.
Can they attack in uniform successfully? Or are they like,
My guess is they're not good. Well, no, we saw Tomo do it, so, you know, they're not good.
That's very true.
Your turn, Rathos.
Yeah, so I'm, like, grumbling. I'm, like, half in my old man state and half in, like, my normal form, and I'm just grumbling at the fact that we have Norda, who's about to be coming down here. I've got Latish involved, and I'm still a little upset that my ruse didn't work, and now I've got this undead lady who, out of middle of nowhere, has decided to make things more complicated. So I'm just like, of course. And I'm looking at the dragon's hold. I'm like, why aren't you doing anything? And I'm just going to take a swipe with my rapier.
Okay.
Yep. Just to see how she does. All right. That's a 14 plus 7, so 21.
Yes, that hits.
Oh, my gosh. The fact that you even had a question, that is terrifying.
I know.
78 plus 3. Yeah, I rolled a 1. So that's a 1 plus 3. It's 4. And I'm not going to add anything to that yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna swing again. I have a
second attack.
Second attack, yeah.
Okay.
That's a crit fail.
Nice.
Yep, I'm pretty awesome here. All right.
So as you go to hit her with your rapier, she lunges out of the way and it gets stuck in the books behind her. Make a strength check to see if...
Strength check, too. All right. That's a 9. I know what you're thinking. That's not that bad. What's your modifier? My modifier is -2. So I rolled a 7.
That's okay. you managed to pull it back. I was going to say anything below a 5.
Oh, all right. Man, so. Hey, I'm on it then. And then I would like to cast Compel Duel.
Okay.
Yep, that's my bonus action. Bonus action.
What is Compel Duel?
Yep. You attempt to compel a creature into a duel. One creature that you can see within range. Yeah, you have a...
Wisdom save?
Wisdom save, yes.
4.
So you are compelled to basically come after me. You cannot move you can't move 30 feet out of the way. If you attack another creature or cast a spell at another creature, it's at disadvantage.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Attack.
Then you just really want to hit me.
Yep. So she turns to you and she goes, "Your soul will be ours." So, and now it is Zorob's turn.
Wow.
Unless, did you want, were you telling the dragons to do something? They're holding their turn. Or were you just like, "Ah, old man Rathos."
Yeah, no, I wanted him to hit her.
Okay.
Like she's, yeah.
So I'll roll 2d.
Can hit her.
Do stuff.
It's an 11 and a 12, so they, I don't know, they just miss.
I'm grumbling. Yeah. As I watch them, I'm like rolling my eyes.
Yeah. Scared. Yeah. Useless dragons.
Rushworn goes, "This isn't our normal form."
Oh god, this isn't my normal form either.
You go, "This isn't mine either."
I don't know. I'm wearing a mask to mask my mask.
The old triple mask.
It's like it's Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
yep. Pull a mask off of Zorob, and it's Krugel underneath. Zorob, it is your turn.
Yeah, I am going to cast plant growth on myself and see what it does. Definitely, because I, okay. Man, what I have memorized, very limited.
Death. It was funny until it happened.
Until it happened.
Yeah, it happened. So what, Chris, happens?
Hold on. I got to figure this out. Chris, I need you to describe bark skin for me.
Bark skin?
Yeah.
So he kind of looks like Splinter Legs as far as the skin consistency, but I want him to have like the weird, like, you know, like there's like moss patches and like the faded bark, so like parts of it are a little chippy and brittle.
Right.
So but he's an ugly bark.
So skin. So that's fine, but I need you to read me the spell.
So it says, until the spell ends, the target skin has a rough bark-like appearance and the target's AC can't be less than 16 regardless of what it's wearing. That's all it says.
It says bark-like.
Appearance. Mm.
You is look
there,
like.
Is, are there so any he other looks like one, so, but he's not one. Yeah, it's an illusion. I feel like.
All right. So here's the deal. I cast it. It is what it is. But it's 150 foot range. So are there any other plants in here that it may have done something to?
You know what? Were plants at one point. Books.
Oh man.
Oh.
So, all of a sudden, all the bookcases around you start to crumble and crush under the immense weight of books that are growing in size.
Nice.
And they are starting to topple over. Why don't you guys make dex checks? Everyone's going to make dex checks.
18.
I shouldn't have done this. It's a 6.
These spells always work well.
Every time. Every time.
I choose chaos.
Yep.
I rolled 12.
You rolled a 12. Krugel, what'd you get?
18.
And...
oh, yeah, 6.
Okay. So Sam is going to take 6 points of damage. If you failed, take 6. So Rathos, you failed. You got a 12. And Zorob, you failed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got a take 6.
Fucking books! What are you doing?
I don't know.
Not us!
Krugel, you take 3 damage.
3?
Okay. You succeeded. Take half damage.
And that is my... Can I proceed?
Yeah. Now what?
No. I'm trying to make it right. So it's my bonus action. I'm going to Bardic Inspiration Rathos. Say, "I'm so sorry." But you're better than me. You can do it.
Inspired.
Okay.
The immense amount of knowledge.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. Done.
So now it is Sam's turn, and she is going to... she raises a hand at you, and she casts Eldritch Blast.
Yep.
So I got to figure out what Eldritch Blast does. A beam of crackling energy streaks towards Rathos within range. Well, you're in range, right? What's your armor class?
It's an 18.
It matches your armor class.
Okay. What does that mean?
So you take no damage.
Sweet.
So it was a very hard hit, but
cool.
Yeah, you take no damage. Top of the order with the dragons.
So do we get as an action to command? Is it count as an action to tell your dragon what to do?
No. But the dragons already had their turn. But you can tell them what to do next time.
I'm going to tell Sektar, go to the top of the stairs and keep a lookout in case anyone else comes down.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try with the great sword.
Okay.
To attack from behind.
Go ahead.
I rolled a 19.
That's a crit. So, nice.
Nice. Was that with Krom's sword?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's why it's a crit.
I know. I'm sorry. I was chatting with the people.
So, 1d8. 4 of that damage is fire damage, so you get 8 damage right off the bat. So roll a d8 and add whatever the mod is. 5, what we said?
11.
Total.
Plus, I rolled a 6 plus 5, then you said plus 8?
Yeah. Well, no.
Half.
Half of, So it's half 8 damage total, 4 of which is fire damage. Oh. Sometimes that makes it makes a difference.
If it's weak to fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not used to having like...
So 19, 19 total damage. Okay. So that was a very big hit. She screeches in response to that.
And then because I get 2 attacks per action, does that matter with the greatsword?
No, you can do it again.
All right, well, I'm going to actually pull up my bow and try to shoot the point blank in the back of the head.
She's turned to look at you now,
oh,
but
well,
that's okay.
In the face, okay. And I rolled a shit. 16.
Hits. So you're going to kill her because okay. She has 1 HP left. Let's but
wow. I want to roll my... Is it D6?
I cast Eldritch Blast.
That's what I do. D8 plus 3. So 5. So do I need to roll the fire damage?
You don't, if you don't want
I
to.
I want to.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a 1.
Okay. Yeah, so she's... That's it. You guys are out of combat, and she screams as she falls to the ground.
As she's screaming, I just want to lean in and go, "It's a library. Keep it down."
Nice. So as she falls, the sword that she was wielding falls to the ground. There's a calm afterwards. Then everyone make perception checks.
9.
15. I can't do math. 9 plus 6.
Math makes Krugel giggle.
So,
numbers.
Krugel, you can hear it. Rathos, you can hear it, and you know where it's coming from. But there is a voice whispering, "Pick me up." And the voice that, since you know where it's coming from,
recognize it.
It's coming from the sword that now lay on the ground.
Oh, okay, cool.
What you looking at, buddy?
Well, you hear it? Yeah, you hear that?
No,
I feel like it's a bad idea, right?
I know. I have a nice sword. I don't need it.
What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, so there's a. You don't hear that?
No.
Maybe you're just not as
open up.
I got
bark
in my ears. Yeah, sorry.
So now that you're listening for it, it says it again, and you can everyone can hear it. It says, "Pick me up."
All right. Well, we got a lot of shit going on, and I don't know if this is the right time.
Sektar
is
going to speak up and say, "It appears that Nordav Jenwin is approaching, and she has plenty of guards with her."
Awesome. Well, we want her to come. We're not scared, right, guys?
No, never.
Okay. Well.
I'm scared.
I'm not afraid.
That's what I like about you, Rushorn.
Oh, we should have one of the dragons pick it up.
Let's do that, because...
Plaz's like, why not? Why not? It said pick me up. I mean, that's the nicest thing to do.
Let's just... I want to rip off part of my clothes.
I have to... Let me explain this to you.
Plaz, pick it up.
Do not listen to him.
Okay,
so
he goes for it.
I slap his hand.
Make a sleight of hand check.
I'm like ripping my cloak, trying to get something to wrap my hand around, and I want to grab this thing with a...
No, Rathos. So the thing...
Pick me up.
The thing... Sam also said alpha and has 2 voices.
I understand that.
The sword's possessed.
I get it. I understand that. But if we don't pick it up, somebody else is going to pick it up, and it's...
Can we destroy it?
Someone else. I don't know, but we got to pick it up to find that stuff out. And I reach down with my cloak, with my, you know, sheathed hand, and I want to grab it.
Okay. So you grab it, and nothing happens. So it's okay. You're not touching it. It's wrapped in cloth.
I'm just holding it out.
What are you going to do with that?
I am Sam. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's me. It was a joke.
Oh, no. Die.
It's okay.
Okay.
So now we've neutralized this, so no one else is going to pick it up, right?
Yeah. But that was also, a good call. Good call.
So you're just going to carry it in the cloth all
maybe,
the time?
Maybe, but I think we need to get prepared for... Norda, right?
Yeah.
Can we hide behind these giant books?
I'm going to see... I sent Sektar up the stairs to warn us if anyone's coming.
Okay. Didn't he just come back and say that somebody was coming?
Yes, I did say that.
Oh, my God, you're right there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I was too busy killing.
Yeah. Quick, everyone duck behind these giant books that Zorob's made.
Yeah, let's duck.
You're doing great, dragons. Not.
So you can hear thumping of guards approaching, but Sektar's going to pipe up and he's going to say... There's only one way out of here, and that's through those stairs.
Yeah, we're going to block her in. Now hide. She's going to come in, and then the trap has sprung, just like we planned it.
The big books.
Can I look around to see what else if there's to hide behind instead of the giant, obvious, morphed books?
It's just giant, obvious, morphed books at this point in time.
I'm trying to hide further, deeper into the room.
Okay.
Behind a different row of books and not next to them. Sektar, come hide with me.
So, you can all make stealth checks if you want with one last time with the plus 10. Okay.
21.
21.
4.
It's always one of
four.
Us.
4?
Plus 10? 14.
14, sorry.
Oh,
plus your other
do I have disadvantage?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, it can't get much 13. Worse.
Yeah, no, this one's really good, so.
All right, 14. 14. So, you're all, you all manage to hide, including the dragons. But you can hear Nordov's voice as it booms through the catacombs. She says, "There is no way out. You can either surrender now and come quietly, or we can drag you out. You have 5 minutes."
They thought this through too. What if we tell them only if they drag us outside so they can change into dragons?
Yeah, I think.
Can you hear me? I'm way back here.
I can, but I guess if they're dragging us, aren't they in control? Like, what? I don't know. They're gonna be like, you know what? Well, because you asked so nicely. Also, I'm holding a cursed sword. So,
well, what if you throw down that sword and then one of the guards picks it up?
Then somebody else is cursed, and we have to fight them.
What are you gonna do with
chaos?
Guys, did you throw it? Oh, okay. Listen, I think we can use this maybe. This might come in handy. I know it's scary. I agree. Hang on to it. Don't waste it on a guard. But also don't touch it.
I've got it.
Okay.
What if you, when she comes down, you stab it with her? Would that do? Stab her
with it. I don't want to stab it with her. I want to stab her with it.
That's one way to do it. But,
yes.
It's not manslaughter if I stab it.
I just want to question. We just need to, I don't know. Let's just make her come in and get us. Come on.
Yeah.
How many can we? Can I see how many guards are out there?
You don't know.
I never go willingly.
Yeah. Come on.
Should I make the books even bigger? Because I can do it two more times.
What if you make them talk?
Yeah, I could do that too. Yeah, I have that.
Can I cast Divine Sense one more time and see if there's any more? Good, evil, celestial, fiend, undead, or anyone affected by a hollow spell. Like, are these normal guards?
Yeah, they're just normal guards.
What are we talking here? All right.
Yeah.
Do I get anything from Nora Jemlin? She's just a normal person?
She's just a normal person.
Okay.
How many guards are there?
Maybe evil aligned, but you don't know.
We don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm all for making them make us. I'm all for that.
How about, what if I just sneak by the wall near the stairs and just two-hand baseball swing right at her head?
Love it. Go for it. But also, we don't know if she's, like, really wrapped up, so don't kill her. Just knock her out.
Just knock her out?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll hold the sword backwards?
Oh, yeah,
when
sword.
I cut my hands?
I thought you were going to use, like, a... You said, like, a baseball bat, which...
Well, I'm going to swing my sword like a baseball bat.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know. Maybe just... If you can silently get it up to her neck, then we can have her hostage and we...
You have 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
All right, don't rush us. We're talking.
A lot can be done in 3 minutes.
Just give us a second. Anyway. I'm all for you trying that.
Is Latish going to help us, or is she going to...
No, she's not here.
Well, didn't you give her a timer?
Yeah, to tell Nora Jemlin to come down here.
All right, guys.
She was
guys,
successful.
Guys.
Yes.
Let's just try and get her hostage. Don't chop her head off.
All right, well, I'll stay back here until... You need my help.
Why don't... Zorob, do you want to go distract her?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
I got it. Yeah.
Now you sneak. He distracts.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to walk in that general direction.
Okay. So there's no guards on your level yet.
Okay.
So you have to walk up the stairs.
Oh, my God. We were hiding this whole time. There's no one even here?
There's no one here, guys. Guys, it's... There's empty you could, hallway.
You could hear... So you start walking up the stairs, and you can see that there are quite a few guards in the level of the second level of the library. There's one, two, third. You guys are on the third level, being the third being the lowest. On the second level of the library, as you come up the stairs, you can see there's guards there. There's at least five that you can see, and there's one that's in the middle, says loud enough for everyone to hear, "One is approaching," and they all have their weapons drawn. There's right. at least
you can't sneak by them on the stairs.
Three archers.
No,
three bow and arrows pointed at you.
Okay, good.
And as you walk all the way up the stairs, they're going to say,
"Why are you still
One is going to say, halt.
How close am I?
You're probably 50 feet away.
I'm going to keep walking forward.
Oh, my. Zorob's a badass.
Yeah.
He's going to say,
sparks
get halt.
Going to his head.
I'm going to keep walking.
Okay, roll for initiative.
I got a 16. Okay. Did you guys follow me?
No.
Am I all alone?
I didn't follow you. I said I'm still hiding, but he said roll for initiative, so I rolled. Because you said, I'll go, and then you sneak up after.
I know. I messed up.
That's okay.
I got ambitious.
You messed up. I kept going. Yeah, sure.
I'm assuming you have a play here.
We had the stairway. Yeah.
Nope.
So. Yeah.
That's more my move.
Halt.
I'm going to cast plant growth on myself.
They rolled a crit fail, the guards did, so you get
that.
To do two moves.
Ooh.
So you get one turn and then a turn again, and then it's the guards.
I mean, they guard a librarian. What do you expect?
Yeah. There were, what, five guards?
That you can see.
That I can see. That is good. Have I, I feel like I'm walking pretty close. Have I struck 30 feet yet?
I would say that you got to 40.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, it's...
You can still move on your turn now that we're in
initiative.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right. I would like to move more for the 30
you
foot
can
range.
Move. Well, you get the 31. Nah, just kidding. yes, you can absolutely move to 30 feet.
Nice. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and cast Compulsion on them. So creatures of your choice that you can see within range, 30 feet, and can hear you must make a wisdom saving throw of 15. Target automatically succeeds on a saving throw if it can't be charmed. On a failed save, target's affected. Till the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on each of your turns to designate a direction that is horizontal to you. Each target must use as much of its movement speed as possible in that direction on its next turn.
So you just command them to move away from you.
Well, I command them to move whatever direction I want.
Right.
But they can take an action before they move. After moving in this way, it can make another wisdom saving throw at the end of its turn.
Okay.
And they I'm reading the end because I always miss the end.
Very important.
Target is not compelled to move into an obviously deadly hazard like a fire pit.
Ah.
But it will provoke opportunity attacks to move in the designated direction.
Okay.
Did it say fire pit in there?
It did, yeah. That was the example.
I'm like, you could live through that.
No, I'm sorry. It said fire or pit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. So it's in... It's a 30-foot radius, or what is it?
It's a 30-foot range.
Range.
Yeah.
A target in front of you, or targets.
Creatures of your choice.
Within
that 30-foot
range. Okay. Okay, so you know that there's four guards behind you, because they failed their stealth checks. So they all fail their... Is it wisdom?
Yeah.
They all fail their wisdom save.
Oh, heck yeah.
So it's on their turn that they move, or is it on right now?
No, it is on a failed save target, until the spell ends. You can use a bonus action on each of your turns to designate a direction, but on their turn, they move.
Okay.
So I will designate the away directions.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I have, so Krugel's far away, Rathos is close by, right?
They're a level below you. You went up the stairs.
Oh, he said he followed me.
Did you?
I was trying to.
Okay.
But I was also staying a little bit behind, so I don't know what that means.
So did you want to get in on this fight or no?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
As soon as I saw they weren't, like, we weren't going to be able to sneak past them.
Okay.
They weren't on our level. Get on my level. I was kind of falling.
Okay. What was your, I'm sorry, what did you get for initiative? I thought it was just Zorob.
Yeah, gotcha. A 5.
You got a 5. Zorob, what'd you get?
Mine was a 16.
Okay. Krugel.
14.
Did you follow him up?
Well,
did you stay in the the dragons?
I'm going to end up following.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a 14.
Yeah.
So you go next. Where the dragons go.
And then I get two 12. Turns, right?
Yes. Well, you'll all get two turns because the guards failed. So this is going to be confusing as shit. So we'll go around. So that was your first turn.
But I did not complete my turn.
Oh, gosh. What do you want
to
do?
Sorry, I would like to do a bonus action. And
bonus action.
Bonus action. And I would like to cast Healing Word on myself. 2d4 plus 3. That is 11 back to me, and I'm done.
Krugel, it is now your turn.
I'm going to look at Sektar and be like, if you change, can you, like, take out the floor above you Or do you think it would hurt you too much to try to change a cramp into this overgrown book shelves around here?
He's going to look around and say, it would hurt.
All right. Well, let's just kind of trail behind and get up the stairs behind Rathos and Zorob.
Plaz is going to say, you know, I really want to go see what Zorob's up to. I mean, I'm sure he's got some great plan.
You know what?
He's just such a smart guy. He's really with it.
Plaz,
let's
man,
go.
You Plaz, lead the way, okay?
You know what, Krugel? I will. And he happily marches up the stairs. As he gets to the top of the stairs, he goes, this is bad. Rushhorn is just growling, shaking his head. Sektar's stoically silent. But as you follow Plaz up the stairs, you see that there are 5 guards in front of Zorob, 4 guards directly behind him. That's still your turn.
You're surrounded. That's what it is?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm coming up on the backs of 4 of them?
So it's a spiral staircase.
Yeah.
The 4 guards are behind you.
Behind him or me?
Well, both of you now.
Oh, so I just walked in front of the guards?
Yes.
Oh, why would I do that?
I don't know. You don't have to.
No, I would never walk by the guards. I want to be behind, because I'm assuming they had surrounded him before I came up the stairs.
The back guards didn't move off the wall. So, like,
oh.
This is, so it's a room like this.
So we're entering
this is the spiral
room.
Staircase.
I see. Okay.
Then you come up.
So we're coming in from the perimeter, and they're on the perimeter.
They're on the perimeter. You're coming in from the center.
If you guys are following this, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. So the spiral staircase is in the middle of the room.
Okay, I get you.
And the exit of the spiral staircase is surrounded by guards.
Why didn't I just let you fucking die? Okay.
The floor is yours.
The floor is mine. That's why I walked up there. It's my turn, isn't it?
No, I'm not going to say it. Like, it's not. It's like, what's 15 feet
of stairs? I'm going to whisper to Sektar, but like try to match his personality and be like, so Sektar, can you do anything powerful in human form to maybe like help us out here specifically? Because now would be a good time to tell me, because I can only really attack one.
He leans in. He's going to say, not unless you want them to figure it out.
That will be if I feel like the mission is lost. So not yet.
Very well.
And then I'm going to come up and I'm going to hold my Krom sword.
Yeah.
Which I hate calling it Krom sword. It's my sword now. But, it's what it is. Gonna hold
Grom's old sword.
I'm gonna hold my sword and I'm just gonna circle around and point it to be like, halt! And like mock them.
Make an intimidation
That's
check.
Awesome.
You halt.
That's a nat 20.
Hey!
Wow.
Okay, so they are afraid of you wielding Krom's sword, because I'm gonna say that they've heard of this sword. You know, it was Krom's, probably the only one like it, probably the only, it's certainly big enough.
That's what she said.
So they're like, well, he's got Krom's sword, so they're not going to attack you this turn.
Is it Genuine?
Jen Woolen.
Is she in the room watching this?
You don't see her.
I rip off my masks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jigs
boom,
up.
Boom, yeah. Boom. Fuck this. They're scared of me anyways, so.
Okay.
Let's see my real face.
So that, I'm going to say that was your turn because you had to talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm grumbling still. I just wanted to have a conversation. And I'm, so where am I? Am I by Krugel or am I by...
you're in...
I'm like in between
in
both
between,
of them?
Yes, in between Krugel and Zorob.
And where have I... I've just seen Zorob compel these people to move somewhere.
Yes.
Where are they away? Are they going up or down?
Well, that's... I don't know.
It says horizontally, right?
Yeah, choose a horizontal direction.
So they're going to... The back guards, they all just back away into the walls.
I'm going as far up as I can. I'm trying to find Norda.
Okay. So you can go up the stairs, and then you can get to the top of... the start of the next stairs that lead up to the main part of the library.
Do I see Norda?
No. It's Nord Dove.
I want to use my action to dash, and I want to go further.
Okay. So yeah, you get to the top of the stairs.
Yep.
You are in the library proper now. And Nordov is kind of standing over the railing, like where the corner is, looking down at the spiral staircase as it emerges from level 1 of the catacombs or whatever the hell it's called, but the lower level. So, and she's looking right at you, and you're still old man Rathos, I think.
Yep.
But she's glaring at you.
Okay.
And there's a guard next to her. Make a perception check.
That's a crit fail. A natural one.
Yeah, so just a Zendarian guard.
Okay.
And he just points, he goes, that's him.
Okay. How far away is she?
Probably 80 feet.
80 feet? Okay, great. Awesome. That's cool. It's too far. I'm going to use my bonus action. I can't do it like my friends do it.
Bonus action.
I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Searing Smite.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to do that at first level, I think. I'm going to do that at second level.
Okay.
And I'm just going to look. And as soon as I see the guard do that and point and say, that's him, my pretense is going to drop. And I'm going to look at her in my normal voice and say, I just wanted to talk. Guess that's off the table. And that's my turn.
Okay. So now, because the guards rolled a crit fail on their turn, do you want the dragons to do anything?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to try and catch up to Rathos, so I'm going to tell the dragons, guys, we got to catch up to Rathos.
Okay.
I want us all to start dashing.
Okay.
Dash, dragons, dash.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Dancer.
On Dasher, on Dasher.
On Plaz.
On Plaz.
On Plaz. On
Rintog.
On Rintog.
Yeah. Mush, pet, mush.
Dude, how sick would that be if Santa Claus had fucking dragons?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a way better
legend.
I'd still believe in him.
I would.
I mean, I'd believe so harder. Our young listeners, he's real.
Okay, so Zorob, you command the dragons to, well, you don't command them, but you tell the dragons, we gotta sprint.
Yeah, I ask them politely. Yeah.
Okay, so please, please, please dash. So, Plaz, I'll dash with you. Come on, let's go, okay. So he dashes with you, sprints up the stairs, and you emerge at the top of the spiral staircase, and you see the same thing that Rathos sees. There's Nordov with a Zendarian. Why don't you make a perception check?
19.
Okay, so that's one of the guards from Beauty and the Beast hellscape that was when they were murdered. Some of the guards were murdered by hats last episode.
Yeah.
That's one of the guards that ran away.
Oh, okay, cool.
So he recognizes you guys, like, yeah, that's one of the other ones, too.
That's the hat guy.
Well, you're covered in tree, man. Did they notice that?
Oh, yeah. I'm all barky and stuff. Does he notice?
Yeah. He wouldn't notice then.
Okay.
He'll be all like, right. Yeah, but sorry. That's him. That's definitely the other one, the Dragonborn. Yeah. Krugel, it is now your turn.
I look at Sektar and shrug and just dash up the stairs.
Okay. Again, same thing.
Yeah.
So are you just camouflaged?
No, I stupidly ripped off my mask last turn.
Yeah, but were you wearing something else?
I was wearing that mask at the hat thing with the blue Zandarian robes, and I'm not wearing the robes either because one of the dragons told me to take it off.
Right.
So I'm in complete, like, normal attire.
Your normal attire is your disguise.
Yeah, apparently. That's
so
rare.
So you're in your normal attire, so Nordov is going to see you, and she goes, you!
Uh-oh.
And she remembers you. So
how? How is this face rememberable?
Well, Rathos, it is now your turn again. This is the last one before the guards have their turn.
Gotcha. I am going to... you said 80 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a long way away.
That's a direct shot, too, because to get to her, you have to go the long way, climb the stairs.
I just realized what just happened is that they didn't know we were the three. They just knew we were the ones from the scene earlier, and then I blew the cover just now.
As soon as you walked in.
I got confused because you said the Dragonborn. So
yeah,
I was like,
so on that note, sorry. I guess I'm going to let this, like, because on that, as soon as she like, looks at Krugel, I'm going to roll my eyes and turn back into my Rathos Dragonborn form.
Oops.
And I'm going to move and dash 60 feet, and I want to get basically... like right where I'm looking, pretty much right
there.
And I'm going to smile at her, and then I'm going to cast Misty Step, and I want to appear right fucking behind her.
Oh, right. Yeah.
To the end.
Are you holding that sword?
Yes. I'm still holding my...
With the cloth around it.
With the cloth around it.
It's like a no baby. Don't drop it. Don't drop it.
I got you, bitch!
So she's going to stare, eyes in shock. The guard in front of her is going to step in front of her and draw his sword.
Okay.
The guards are going to... That's your turn. That's your whole turn. So as the guards come stomping up the stairs, you guys all had to dash. So the guards are all going to have to dash. But all the guards, there are 9 guards. They all dash up the stairs. The dragons are with Krugel and Zorob. As the 9th guard comes up the spiral staircase, the door to Genwin's office opens, and her dad appears again. And he goes, "Wudge! My gosh, what is going on out here?" And Nordov goes, "Dad, just get inside, please. Please, just get inside. We're going to handle this." He's like, "Well, I can't have this." Back to the top of the order with Zorob.
Oh, crap. I was hoping this wouldn't
so
happen.
So now the guards are right next to you.
All nine of them?
Yes.
I have... Well, hold on. Did they do wisdom saves?
No, they didn't do wisdom saves. I'm sorry. They're going to save.
Oh, they
are.
They
rolled a 19 and a 17.
So I think that compulsion's all over, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Paint the picture for me. Like, yep. there's a hallway I can send them down further away from us, right?
We're, no, now you're in the library proper. You can see Nordov on a catwalk mezzanine thing above you where her office is. Now you're surrounded by bookcases. Not directly around you, but, like, further out. You're kind of in, like, an open spot in the library where people walk in and out of from the outside.
Okay.
But then farther off, probably, like, 20 feet away from you, there starts up the bookcases again.
Are there any, like, are there any plants, like desk plants or anything in the room?
Jeez.
I know I'm really reaching. You're really here. It's okay if there
make
aren't.
A nature check. No, oh. It's up to you.
It is a 19.
With a 19, turns out Latish is really into desk plants.
Thank goodness.
I'm going to roll a d6, see how many she's got. She's got two. All
right, I can work with that. Oh,
she's got this cactus looking, like a little cactus thing.
Perfect.
And then,
or
like,
Piranha Plant, you know what I mean? Venus flytrap, that's what it
is. Yeah, and then the other one's a Venus flytrap.
Dreams do come true.
I'm sorry, it's a Terranian, because it can't be from Venus. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Venus makes sense. All right, cool. So
Terranian flytrap.
I will cast plant growth on those, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they... Does it say how big they can get?
I think it's mostly up to your discretion.
Are there civilians in the library at this point?
There were. people are starting to scream and run now.
Little House of
Horrors. Yeah, yeah. I think
feed me, Seymour.
Yeah, that's right.
It's up to you. I think it just says they get thick and overgrown.
I'm going to say they grow one size up. So the cactus has gone from desk plant to full-size cactus.
Yep.
And as terrifying as this is, the Terranian flytrap went from desk size to human size now.
Jeez.
Perfect. And I want to, is there any way as like a bonus action I can try to push someone into that Venus flytrap looking one?
Not on a bonus action, no.
Ah, crap. All right.
Sorry.
Well, then as a bonus action, I would like to, Krugel's with us, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you took all the masks off. I will give you a bardic inspiration.
Okay.
And say, push him into the plant.
Krugel, it is now your turn.
He's not going to do it.
All the guards are scared of me, correct?
Yes. This turn, they cannot attack you.
This turn. Okay. Sektar, since they're scared of me, they're going to back away from me. Start pushing them towards that giant plant over there.
Okay. Plas is going to... You want me? You want my help, too? I can help. I can push him really good. I can push him. And Rushhorn says, I will push as well.
Everybody push. And I'm going to try and grab one of the guards also and try to push it towards the plant.
Make a strength check.
18.
What's your mod?
Plus 5.
Oh, yeah. You totally grab this guard. He's like, no! So
I'm going to have a shit-eating grin on my face while I do it.
Yeah. So you push him into the... fly trap, and the thing, it crunches down on him, and the guy's screaming as the fly trap. But unfortunately, it only has one mouth, so it grabs this guy.
So the other guys get to watch.
Yeah. So the so Alanok and Sawal, they're not doing anything because they don't know if they want to be, associated with you all yet.
Yeah, because they just saw a giant fly trap.
Sit this one out.
Yep.
They're just looking out. You know.
The other three dragons, Rushhorn, Suktar, and Plaz, and Rintog, I think. She's with you as well. Yeah, because there were six of you guys.
Six of them, yeah.
They all fail. They all fail their strength checks.
Dragons.
Fucking useless.
Horrible, horrible dragons.
No wonder they were so easy to take over.
I know,
right?
So you ice one guard. There are eight remaining.
Hey!
You want to do anything else? You have a bonus action you can do or something like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Rathos, it is your turn.
All right, Rathos hears Nordov's father come right behind him, right?
Not right behind you, but he's probably like 20 feet behind
fairly
you on,
close.
This, on this. Yeah, he's fairly close.
Okay, so I'm just going to kind of look back, and I'm going to look at Nordov and kind of smile. And I want to say everyone loves their dad, and I want to back up, and I'm going to basically sprint at her father and try and tackle him in the room he just came from.
Oh, man. Okay. Make a strength check.
All right, not terrible. It's 14 minus 2, which is a 12, and I want to use my... Can I use my inspiration on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can add it to the roll.
It's a D8?
Yeah. And you get it back if it doesn't work.
That's an 8. So, dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. Roll a 17. So you knock him to the ground. He's, oh gosh! It's blam! It's, oh, what have I done?
I want to apologize while I'm doing it. I'm so sorry about this plan!
Oh gosh! Ah.
I just wanted to talk!
It's what this isn't talking! He's so confused. Jenny, get this man off of me, please! So, what else? I mean, you have a bonus action, but right now you've got him kind of grappled, pinned to the ground.
Yep. As a bonus action, I can't do it. As a bonus action, I want to put this cursed sword in my hand. I'm basically going to put it through his throat, and I'm going to look at Nordov and say, let's all calm down and have a nice discussion. Tell your men to lower their weapons and let my friends up here, and we'll have a quick chat.
Make a persuasion check.
One
with
time!
With advantage.
Freaking one time for me! 17.
With a 17, she's going to pause and...
It's her dad.
She's going to say, fine, we will pause for now. Get off of my father.
Your guards first. My friends up here will close the door, and then I'll get off your dad. I'm so sorry about this. Once again.
Oh, gosh, I'm so confused. Yes. I thought this was just... Okay. Nordov is going to say, fine, fine. The guards will wait outside my office while we discuss inside my office. Understood?
Yep.
Very well. And she nods to the guards, and they all just shake their heads. They're still scared of you, Krugel.
I'm just smiling at them.
But they all...
One of them is getting slowly eaten by a penis.
So the other guards all escort you up back up the staircase, the last spiral staircase, into the second level, and you, I'm assuming at some point, get off of...
I'm only going to get off her father once the door's closed and my friends are safe in here.
Okay, yep. So the guards escort everyone in. They don't have their weapons drawn anymore. All the dragons come in, but they're all in their human form, so they don't know any better. Nordov walks in. She closes the door behind her, and she goes, you have my attention. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Almost D&D. The theme song we use is The Red Dragon's Inn by Derek and Brandon Fichter. All background ambiences and in-game music is provided by Michael Gelfie Studios. You can listen to us anywhere you can find a podcast. For our website, email, and social media, check out our Linktree link in the episode description. This podcast is directly supported by our patrons, such as Joseph Ficarro. Or is it Yosef? Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Yosef, thank you so much for providing us with the character Sam, also known as Alpha.
Oh, nice. Awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah. So thank you so much. That was awesome. Thank you again. Also, thank you for being one of our patrons. Without your support, this podcast would not be possible. If you want to support us, our Almost a Hero tier starts at just $1 a month. That's where you get access to Post D&D. That's where we discuss what just happened in the latest episode. Want to influence the campaign directly and more? Join our Almost a Master tier for just $5 a month. Most of the time, I am your host and Dungeon Master, Devin Allard. Rotating clockwise around this large, new, gorgeous, sea-sized table, we have...
I'm Rob, Azor Rob.
I'm Chris Skrugel.
I'm Jeff Azrathos.
And we will see you all next time.